I'm at the Velodrome in Manchester, home to Team GB Cycling, where behind me you can hear young hopefuls training hard. The team out in Rio are now on 8 cycling medals, hitting their target with 4 golds, 3 silver and 1 bronze. Mark Cavendish took silver in the men's Omnium last night after losing out at both Beijing and London. And there could be even more medals to come in the cycling tonight. Laura Trott's going for her 4th Olympic gold later. She's currently leading in the women's Omnium. Bolton's Jason Kenny could claim his 3rd gold of the Games in the Kieran later. That would put him level with Sir Chris Hoy on 6 gold medals. Well, with all this success for British cycling, I'm at the Velodrome to have a go on the track myself. If you've been watching any of the cycling events, you'll have seen just how steep the track is, about 42 degrees. Here's my coach, Andy Adkins.
Climbing on the bike now, we're going to put our left hand on the grey rail just to hold ourselves steady there, and our right hand will be on the handlebars. And what we're going to do is we're going to clip your feet in using these special shoes that we have on our special pedals, and that just means you are attached to the bike and your feet aren't going to come off.
How am I supposed to stop?
So when you come to stop, you'll stop as you start off. You'll slow down, you'll move into the barrier rail here, and then you'll just slide your left hand along as you stop pedaling slowly, and then it's your left hand that's supporting you on the bike, and at that point you can then unclip your feet and climb off the bike.
I'm going to put the microphone down now and we're going to give it a go. It's so high, you can't even imagine, like, if you ride a normal bike, how high these bikes are.
So in 3, 2, 1, big pull and away you go. So that's it, you're riding just nice and straight, pedal a little bit.
There's no brakes. I can't stop. Ah! Okay, I'm coming up to the bit where I need to stop, so this is going to be interesting.
Closer to the rail, closer to the rail, left hand now, and that's it. Stop pedaling.
Well done. After that performance, I don't think I'll be getting a call up to Team GB for Tokyo 2020, but I'm joined now by someone who is hoping to be there. Team GB senior academy member Jack Carlin.
From the age of about 13, I joined the kind of local go ride club and progressed through west of Scotland and the age groups until the point that eventually I applied for the senior academy.
What's it been like watching this Olympics?
It makes the whole thing kind of real, in the sense that it's a long way to go, but it could possibly be us in 4 years' time. Just even getting to the Olympics before you even get a medal is just an honour to do. It makes everything seem like, yeah, this is what we want to do, this is why we're doing it.
Training here right now behind me are some people who are hoping to carry on that success in Rio, the Paralympic GB cycling team. They're doing their final training session at the Velodrome here in Manchester before they head out to their holding camp before the Games.